In the midst of a Tahoe blizzard, a student does a guided cold plunge into Donner Lake with the help of a Reiki master. Autumn Novotny has more for KUNR.
Climbing over a mound of snow to get to Donner Lake feels intimidating as I look out at the snow-capped mountains disappearing into white clouds. The 15-mile-an-hour wind blows snow into my face. The blizzard whips the waves to shore. The scene is loud, cold at 37 degrees, and mysterious, fueling my anxiety. My heart beats out of my chest. We sit on the strip of wet sand in bathing suits and prepare our bodies to enter the 35-degree water through warming breathwork.
And on three, we're gonna do it at all on the same wavelength together. One, two, three, exhale.
Brooke Haley, the cold plunge guide, says we are ready to go into the lake. Noticing my body trembling, she wraps her arms around my shoulders as we slowly walk into the water. Haley is a Yoga Alliance certified 500 instructor with degrees in yoga therapy and a certified Reiki master.
And Reiki is an energy healing science, and it can be done both in person, or you can also send Reiki, distance Reiki as well. It's a very, very powerful healing tradition.
Cold plunges help unite her mind, body, and soul with nature. Living in Tahoe for many full moons, she loves having the beautiful lakes at her fingertips. She says even at a young age, she felt drawn to diving into cold water. Every March, she does a tapas practice of self-discipline used in yoga, where she cold plunges all 30 days. The benefits of regularly doing cold plunges are limitless. Every day, science is showing us even more benefits, she says.
It allows you to tap into your internal pharmacy of feel-good hormones. So you just feel happier, more energized, energetic. I feel more focused. I sleep better.
Haley says the most important thing to do when plunging is to go in calm and to focus on your breath. There are three types of breath techniques she likes to use on the beach to prepare the body for a cold immersion. One is Kapalabhati, or breath of fire. It's breathing through abdominal pumping that heats the body from the inside. Next is Bhastrika breath. You inhale and exhale rapidly through the nose, coordinating arm movements up towards the sky and bringing them down very fast. This also creates internal heat. Last is Parnival Om breath, where you breathe deeply in through your nose. Then you exhale slowly out your nose while creating a deep sound in your navel, similar to Darth Vader. This brings you into the moment.
So for example, when you're able to tap into your breath during a cold plunge and to allow your mind to receive the message that this is temporary and I can do this, and then you get through it, you're able to apply that same philosophy when life hands you other stressful situations.
As I prepare to go into the water, I exhale and inhale quickly through my nose. I try to focus on my breathing as my lower body quickly turns numb as each step takes me further into the lake. Standing still for 2 minutes, the water at my stomach, my mind goes completely silent. I focus solely on my breathing. The only thought I can form is how beautiful the scenery is, becoming one with nature.
Amazing!
Walking out of the water, my body feels strangely warm as the endorphins shoot up my veins. I feel energized and powerful. I felt strong, like I could do anything. I did sleep better and felt more motivated throughout the day. Would I do it again? Yes, but just maybe on a sunnier day. Autumn Novotny for KUNR News, Lake Tahoe.
Autumn Novotny is a student at the Reynolds School of Journalism. The story was produced in partnership with the school's Lake Tahoe News Project.